Okay, our friends. Are you ready for a monster story? Because I am. Let's have a monster story, shall we? Today's story is called Itty Bitty Betty Blob by Constance Lombardo. And it's illustrated by Micah Player. And it's read today by Mommy. And a mushroom. That's right. He is just... Are you white or brown mushroom?
Green.
A green mushroom. Mommy and her green mushroom. Don't eat him. He might be toxic. Are you ready? Yeah, he is. He's officially making people cough. Well, keep it to yourself there, fun guy. Let's have a story. Ready? Okay. Itty Bitty Betty Blob was not your typical monster. At school, Itty Bitty Betty Blob wanted to be bad, like a good little monster. Oh, and look at that. There's an academy that she goes to full of other scary looking monsters. Uh-oh. But it didn't work. In art class, nothing came out ugly. In the picture, we can see she's drawing rainbows and flowers and hearts, and it's beautiful. During chorus, her grrrs turned into la la la. Oh dear. Soon, it would be picture day, when all the little monsters furrowed their brows and flashed their fangs for the camera. But no matter how hard she scrunched her face, Betty's grimace was never grim enough.
Oh,
she says. Yeah. Oh, touche. My mushroom just pointed out that her grimace was like a grin-ace. Her mom tried to be helpful.
Try one of these fierce flocks, Betty. They are frightful.
Fierce is not me,
thought Betty.
Mom, I look
positively putrid.
Betty practiced making perfect picture day faces.
How's this, Mom?
Keep trying, my little blob.
How about now, Mom?
A little better, sort of.
This one?
You'll get it, dear.
Yeah, her smiling attempts are, I don't know, silly, in fact. Honestly, she looks very silly in each one of these tries that she does here. None of them actually look scary. Maybe that one? Yeah. My mushroom thinks there's one potential contender, but I don't even know about that. All too soon, the terrible day arrived. Betty, wake up! Her mom calls. It was time to go to school and face picture day. But she's kind of melted. I think she's very concerned. On the way, Betty was imagining how horrendous all her classmates would look.
They all fit perfectly in our dreary little town.
When suddenly she spied something adorable. A puff.
Hey, who are you?
The puff darted this way and that, deeper and deeper into the forest. Betty followed right behind it until she discovered something extraordinary. I don't know if I would have followed it into the woods, but she did. Okay. Oh my goodness. So friends, up until now, everything in the town that she has lived in, her world, was black and white. Okay, except for her, she was pink. But now when we turn the page, we see that the rest of the world is not black and white at all. It's colorful. She found herself in a place as bright on the outside as she felt on the inside. And it is full of these lovely little puffs, and they're all different colors. And they say,
wow, 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 beep.
They're being very kind. The first puff gave Betty a flower.
Oh, thank you. So pretty,
she says. And then the rest sprang into action.
Pretty, pretty.
They say, as they pile, oh, and beep. They all think she's lovely, and they pile flowers upon her, helping Betty become more
Betty.
Betty, you're late. Get in line,
says her teacher. Her classmates were already lined up.
Scowl for the camera, monsters, says the photographer. Say bees, says the photographer.
Bees.
Click.
Fleas.
Click. Scabby knees. Click.
All of her classmates are just terrifying.
Who's next?
Says the photographer. And finally, it was Betty's turn.
Scowl for the camera,
she says. But Betty closed her eyes. She took a deep breath. And now, friends, you have to imagine, she's in a black and white world, but she herself is covered in brightly colored flowers that are just beautiful. And she's a glowing pink blob.
Say bees,
said the photographer. But instead of bees, Betty said,
cheese.
And all the little puffs in her dress say,
cheese, 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 peep.
And click, the photographer took the picture. The puffs zoomed around, tickling the heads and chins and eyeballs of all the little monsters, and the whole place erupted in giggles. Even the robots were laughing. Ha, ha, ha. The teacher began to yell.
Stop this giggling, you're monsters.
And if you are a monster, you're not supposed to giggle, I guess. But in their cutest voices, the puffs repeated,
monsters, 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 peep.
And that made the teacher laugh too. So now everybody's laughing except for the photographer who's taking a picture. And as she takes her picture, Betty says,
cheese.
When the monsters left school that day, they all felt a little less typical.
Nice dress, Betty,
says one of her fellow monsters. It was the best picture day ever. And Betty was grateful for her new friends.
Thank you for everything. Goodbye,
she says to all of her little friends who say to her,
bye, 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 peep.
In the days that followed, Betty felt more and more like she could be totally Betty. But when the school picture finally arrived, Betty held her breath.
Do you like it, Bob?
I love it, Betty.
It's so perfectly you,
said her mom as she hangs up the picture with pride. And I think that mom is very, very happy about that little blob being who she really is. You know, you can't be expected to live in a black and white monster world when you are, in fact, a bright pink glowing blob monster. You may be a monster, but You're a bright pink one. So, be bright pink, I guess, is what I'm saying. And that, our friends, is... yes, the green mushroom and I both say the end.
Squish, squish.
Squish, squish.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.